This week marks the first anniversary of the earthquake that destroyed much of the Haitian capital and left 1.5 million people homeless. Housing remains one of the biggest challenges facing Haiti as it tries to recover from the quake. 1 year after the disaster, more than 1 million people are still living in tents and makeshift huts around Port-au-Prince. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, thousands of people who've grown tired of these camps are now starting to build houses in fields just north of the capital.
Cabaret is the new frontier of Port-au-Prince. It's a place where a guy can grab a piece of land, put down a shack, start a new life. Over the last 6 months, thousands of squatters have staked out plots here on what used to be scrubby, vacant hills. There are no proper roads, just tracks worn in the dirt and paths that wind amidst the haphazardly fenced plots. There are so many new residents here that different parts of the encampment already have different names. There's Jerusalem, Canaan, Bakazuwe. At a section called Area B, there's a single hand pump for water. When we arrived, the well was locked. A gaggle of children had gathered with buckets, waiting for the well manager to show up with the key. 18-year-old Pierre-Jean Lafin is the man with the key. He says the water is locked because this is a private, not a public well. In fact, it's the only well near here. The kids each pay him roughly 25 cents to fill their plastic 5-gallon buckets. Lafin says this area is booming, but there's no government services, no electricity, no toilets, no schools.
None of us around here can go to school. We don't have any way to go to school. Those kids, you can see here, they stay all day long without being able to go to school.
There are, however, small businesses popping up on the hillside in amongst the huts. Small grocery stores, a dentist's office. 30-year-old Isdras Baptiste runs a combination barbershop photo studio out of a red sheet metal shack. Baptiste says before the earthquake, his shop was on Delmas 31, a bustling street in the capital. On weekends, he says he was always busy with people getting their hair cut and ordering photos for birthdays or other celebrations. Baptiste says the problem now is that the people don't have any money. Many lost their jobs, others are scraping just to get by. He says photos and haircuts are now considered luxuries. The growing encampments on the hillsides of Cabaret are different from the overly crowded camps in the heart of Port-au-Prince. Here, the shacks are spread out. People have planted vegetable gardens. Pigs root around in the dust. There's room to keep flocks of chickens. Cabaret, however, lies between a line of steep, denuded mountains and the ocean. In the run-up to Hurricane Tomas in November, aid agencies tried to evacuate 8,000 people from a nearby tent encampment out of fear that it could get flooded in a major storm. But concerns about floods and hurricanes aren't keeping people away. Pastor Amos Noel has erected a small open-air church in the area.
Day by day, you see a new family moving. For example, today there were church that was pouring sand and stone down here for a house to be built. Every single day, you see a new family, new face come to live here.
If space is open, someone takes it. Most of the houses are simple huts, but some people are building solid, cinder block buildings. One even has a garage. For decades, Haiti has had a chaotic land title system. After the quake, with so many government buildings destroyed, it's even less clear who owns what. Aid groups say one of the biggest obstacles to building new or even transitional housing is the lack of clear land title in the Haitian capital. Here, this isn't yet a problem because the squatters are simply ignoring the issue. The pastor says this is government land. Others say it was abandoned. What is clear is that thousands of Haitians have given up on waiting for the government or aid groups to move them out of the overcrowded camps in Port-au-Prince. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.